Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is September 17, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. It's our weekly New Earth support call. And it is now time to do our thing. So thanks to everyone who's here. We've got 18 people already, and probably more will roll in over the next few minutes. And there's some cool chat over there, but I'll try to stay to my intro for the time being. So this is where we come together to support the golden age arising on Earth, whatever you want to call it, fifth dimension or fourth density or golden age or whatever. It's cool stuff happening, light rising. So what we're going to do tonight, as usual, we're going to start in the same way as always. We're going to set the container. It means calling the directions, call the allies, set the container safely. Then we will go to, if I remember, even if I'm prompted, actually, we'll do the embodied awakening together. We didn't do it last week, but it wasn't necessary. And then I didn't do it because it wasn't called. Didn't even occur to me at the time. But we'll see what happens this time. And then after that, we release and the allies are present and they will take us through whatever serves highest good. And I'm going to pause the recording for just a moment and ask about sound quality. Okay, sound check is good. So let's get into this. And those of you on the live call, I've got new lighting instruments, so hopefully this will make me easier to see when you have your eyes open. So I invite you to now close them, and we'll get started. As always, I request anyone on an Awakening Plus call to give it your full and undivided attention as if you were right here in the room with me. That way you'll have the best experience and the energy you radiate out to everyone else who is doing, ever has done, or ever will do the call, will be supported as well. We co-create this together, and the quality of your consciousness will affect everyone else. This doesn't mean you have to do it perfectly, but please do it the best you can with single focus. Thank you. So I invite you to close your eyes, relax, rest in passive breath awareness. Unless the energy movement becomes really interesting, in which case you can relax and feel the energy. So whether breath or energetic awareness of your body becomes stronger, just choose either focus that feels good as I set the container and call in the allies. And I'm being guided to use a little agua de Florida. That's this stuff if you're looking. It's a shamanic perfume used widely throughout South America, especially for shamanic stuff. May all hucha be cleared. May the saga of Frida be brought to the highest vibration for highest good. A little for me. This is for all of you, too. Oh. Spritz the mesa. I'll stand up to do that so I don't spray all over the computer. So that's feeding the mesa, which is itself a living being. And what I just did feeds it good energy. Yeah, that feels better. Okay, now. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kwichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisala's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north. Archangel Michael in the south. Archangel Uriel in the east. Archangel Gabriel in the west. Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call the sacred mountain spirits, Apu Asangate, Apu guardian angel, Apu dragon mountain gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu shining rock, Apu grandfather mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Jeremy, Zachary, Deborah, Moo, West, Lisa. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding the sacred space to hold in this good energy, and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, we have a solid and sweet container. So now we're going to, if you wish, go into our embodied awakening invocation. For anyone who's new, I'll explain it. So basically, this metaphorically is where your ego slides to the passenger seat and your divine drives. If at any moment your ego does not like your divine's driving, you can at any moment slide back over, take the wheel. Your divine will step out immediately with no fuss. Your ego is safe. This process can be reversed at any time if you wish. The benefits of embodied awakening that can be easily described include a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much in your mind, you just know what to do through intuition a lot more, and there is a lot more bliss. So if all that sounds good, I invite you to repeat the following 8 words after me. You're speaking them to your higher self. Speak them out loud if you can, silently if you must. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and now jump to, no, don't jump. Relax into passive breath awareness. Now the ego becomes passive and allows the divine to come in under its own power. So you're just relaxing, you're just feeling breath come and go whenever it wants to. No breath control, let the breath do what it wants. In addition, these tips may be helpful. I recommend you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just relax, feel breath come and go. It's like you're a sponge and the divine is the water coming right in through the top of your head. Just soaking in so beautifully. Another instruction that might be helpful is how to deal with distractions should any arise. As soon as you notice there's a distraction, first don't fight it, don't try to change it, let it be just as it is with no resistance. Let it be. The distraction for our purposes is not you, it's an uninvited guest. Therefore, you don't have to give it any further attention. So you relax back into your breath and do this very gently and persistently. And if that distraction remains in the background, let it do its thing. You do your thing. Just stay with the breath. No resistance. Ooh, it's starting to feel so good. Y'all are doing great. Really powerful demonstration of how a co-creation works. Hey, everyone, it doesn't matter whether you're live or on the recording. You affect it all equally. This all works magically beyond time and space. So again, if you didn't hear that earlier throughout this call, act as if you're right here in the room with me. Give it your full attention, please. That will make your experience and the experience of everybody else the best possible. And one further subtle refinement, if you're open to it, now that you're resting in breath so beautifully, discover what's the least effort needed, even to feel your breath. To determine that, drop to zero effort. For a moment, just exist. Resist nothing, allow everything, simply exist for a moment. At this level of just existing, if there is breath awareness, even subtly, stay at zero. That's all you need. If there is no breath awareness, then I invite you to add a teensy tiny bit of effort, just barely enough to feel the breath, and then rest at that absolute minimum level of effort that provides awareness of the breath. The less effort that gets the job done, the better. It leaves more space for the divine. Many of you are already in embodied awakening. If so, just hang there, relax, enjoy it. Here's how you can tell if you're in embodied awakening, because the following four things are all true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. It totally holds itself. That's your experience. Just chill and enjoy it. Every one of you who is in embodied awakening right now is holding the space. That's going to make it easier for anyone who's not yet there to join us in this lovely field. And again, everything I say is equally valid, whether you're on the live call or on the recording. Okay, I'm noticing a little bit of extra effort in the field. So if you're not certain that you're using the minimum effort needed, I invite you to drop to zero effort for a moment, please. You're not 100% sure, just drop to zero right now. There's still someone who hasn't. Let's just have everyone drop to zero. There's no effort at all for a moment, please. Just be. No holdouts. Please drop to zero if you haven't. That's better. Thank you. Now, if at zero effort, you're good. Stay there. If you're not yet in embodied awakening and you need to add a teeny bit of effort back to get breath awareness, feel free to do that, but very, very incremental. Make sure you're just barely enough. This work is so subtle that even one person overexerting can kind of make it a little weird in the field. Feel how much nicer that is. Well done, guys. Many thanks to those who adjusted their effort level to get the sweet spot here. Yeah, this feels solid. This feels like most or all are in embodied awakening. Well done. What I experience as I facilitate is just the composite of most people's experience, and most people are feeling really good here. All right, so now let me just note again, I invite you just to relax and be again, just no effort for a moment. And again, I'm going to help you check if you're in embodied awakening. The following will all be true if you are. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's completely effortless. It holds itself. I'll see you just relax totally and see if all that's happening with no effort from your human part. Okay, beautiful. Okay, we're going to move forward. If you're not quite an embodied awakening, that's fine. You can still move with us. Divine allies, we are ready for our service. How may we serve? And I feel the energy starting to move from this point forward. I'm just your empathic tour guide, and the allies are going to run everything. Fortunately, they're all of high vibration and benevolent intent, is every being I call. And I'm now feeling some interesting energy in my brain and my heart chakra. It may be that for some or all of this call, your experience may be different than what I am narrating, since I'm only narrating for the majority. And if your experience is different, please just go with what you're experiencing. Please do not use effort from your human self to match what I am describing if your experience is different. Relax, and you will. If you're getting your own customized journey, go with it. I have a sense of lifting. Yeah, so feels like we're now transitioning slowly into a greater percentage of light body experience and less of, yeah, we're definitely transitioning out of physical awareness. And again, it's not so much like we're leaving the body, because we're always all places. But the percentage of awareness is shifting into the higher realms. Some people have dual or even greater awareness where they're simultaneously conscious in two or more places at once. most common is awareness in the body and then awareness in the inner world as well. For me, it's just virtually no significant physical body awareness, and it's the inner world now. So at this point forward, guys, we're totally relaxing. Please, no individual effort unless requested. In the inner world, it's been my consistent experience over 15 years that we're going to have the best experience when we just relax and allow things to initiate themselves. So I invite you to relax and just enjoy this blissful state. I'm getting some nice brain tingling, which lets me know there's upgrade happening. Yeah. And they're confirming, just as they did last week, we're getting some personal upgrade in order to increase our service capacity, because we are here to support the new earth, obviously. But right now, just relax. The part of you is still conscious in your physical body, maybe noticing significant brain tingling. I'm feeling some energy in my arms as well. Probably some heavy energy subtly flushing out. So right now, just relax and receive the blessing, receive the upgrade. When we serve in this unconditional way, everybody wins, because what happens a lot is we get personal upgrade in order to empower our service. And of course, we personally benefit from the upgrade. So win-win-win all around. I invite you now to relax. If I'm now silent for periods of time, it won't be because the divine doesn't give me anything to say. So I may talk a lot, I may talk very little, just relax and do whatever's happening. You may be noticing some healing happening. So as they're increasing our vibration, our light quotient, that's going to stir up heavy things that are in the way of that. So you may notice some feelings in you that are challenging or thick or difficult. There's nothing you have to do about that. Their invitation is just to remain in passive breath awareness. They will take care of the release of the heavy stuff. There's no need for you to focus on it specifically as you would say during a healing invocation. Just stay with your breath, and they say they're going to take care of all the clearing needed at this point. Yeah, noticing now a significant uptick in light awareness. My body just feels a lot more luminous inside and out now. I'm yawning a lot, which are energetic releases. I can feel that some people are wanting to do something. Please relax and just let yourself be done. Each person is receiving the most powerful upgrade that they're capable of receiving. Each person, their higher self, is customizing the energy no more than you're ready for. So there's no need to filter or regulate or try to control the incoming energy. You're invited to relax, open fully, allow the beautiful divine energy to come in and bless you. Of course, you can resist if you want, you just won't get as much goodness. My light being now has a subtly different flavor. They just passed some energy through and shifted things a little bit. It was really nice. Now, more bliss in the brain and the body. They're saying, how much bliss can you stand? Let's find out. And your invitation is to relax, open fully to the incoming bliss. And again, they will saturate you to the appropriate point, not too much, but they will take you to capacity right now if you open and relax. I'm noticing some uncomfortable feeling in my brain as the bliss comes in and is taking out some kind of challenging energy in there. I'm noticing how my physical body feels a lot more like energy than solid matter right now. This is a very common experience when you go to a certain level of awakening. Oh, interesting. They're saying this is service. And I just now noticed, I was hearing a thought in the field, well, when are we going to start serving the new earth? And then I felt myself and I noticed for the first time that already energy from us in this beautiful, you know, awakened state is already being sent down to the planet. Especially to those humans who need a little help in their awakening process. So the service has already begun. You just relaxing and receiving this bliss. There's energy being sent from each of us as a result of this higher state to bless the earth. So we're already underway with the blessing. You're inviting the deepest possible surrender right now. They want you to just relax and be. And the more you fully let go and allow, basically the more awesome your experience is going to be. How much bliss can you stand? It depends on how passive can you be. So we're all at this higher level blended into a single field of awareness. The field has no shape or form, it's just energy. And it's not only us who are part of this Awakening Plus call anywhere in time, but a lot of other beautiful divine consciousness here as well. The entire field is living consciousness. And right now, the field is also composed of us. They're saying, they're correcting me. They're saying the field is always composed of you, whether you're aware of it or not. rather than saying you're always part of this field. Until, of course, you're aware of your full divinity, in which case you're all of it. I'm gaining awareness of a higher and subtler realm of energy. Like we're slowly being eased into this higher vibration as well. So both and, both states. Yeah, we just hit an exquisite little balance point, an equilibrium point. Just allow, rest, be. Wow, it's like each of us is like becoming lots of little us's. Almost like a cell breaking up into atoms or something. And yet the cell is still there, but smaller energetic offshoots are kind of going off in different directions. And I have a sense that these smaller bits of us are being sent off to serve in various ways for the new earth. They're emphasizing you are not losing anything that you need. It's more like a multiplication. Like it's almost like cells dividing and making more cells. We're just parts of our consciousness are being multiplied and sent down to assist in the awakening process for the new earth. Haven't seen anything like this on previous calls. Very cool. Being shown these little globules of divine energy going into people's brains on Earth to help them awaken a little quicker. And all being managed by the divine for highest good. No one's free will is being messed with. There's no karmic violations happening. They're sharing to say everything's on the up and up here. Only people who have a soul agreement to receive this consciousness are receiving it, even if their human personality is not currently aware of the contract. I just felt one coming to me. Yay. They're asking me to share that I learned how to surrender fully in ayahuasca ceremonies where I really had no choice. I got the energies whether I wanted them or not, and learned after a while that fighting it just created suffering, and relaxing and receiving it was the best strategy. However, this is a different context. We're in less altered states and have the free will right here to accept or reject anything that's coming in. And they're They're saying if there is someone, at least in the group, who's mistrustful of the incoming energies, and they invite you to feel them. They're asking me to share what I already know about this, which is in the inner world, if an energy shows up that you don't already know, you can judge it by its feeling. Because in the inner world, dark beings can disguise themselves as beings of light, but they cannot hide their vibration. So if there's an incoming vibration or something happening, just feel it, and just basically, does it feel good? And if so, it's other light. Of course, there can be times the light comes in and stirs up dark things in you that were already there, and they won't always feel good as they flush up and leave. But try to discriminate between the incoming light that's catalyzing the process versus the stuff being flushed up inside you that obviously won't feel good if it's dark energy. I hope that's a helpful discrimination. They're also reminding you, if you have a divine ally like Jesus or any divine being or just your higher self or the God force, if a being or energy shows up that you're not sure about, then you or your divine allies can blast it with brilliant white light. It's the most intense bright light you can muster, or that the divine can bring on its own, and just ask that that being just be blasted with the highest vibration divine energy possible, just both barrels. And if it's a being of light, that being will soak it up and be happy and really get a sense of smiling or happiness. And if it's a being of darkness, it'll flinch away or run or in some other way show its discomfort with the light. So, and it's good policy to routinely test every divine being who shows up uninvited into your field. Or if you have any reason to suspect that being may not 100% for sure be a being of light, just blast them. And beings of light will not mind. They'll appreciate your wisdom. And the being of darkness will get chased away, or its behavior will show what it really is. So for whoever is feeling a little mistrustful about all the energies coming in, that's a strategy you can use to help you get comfortable with anything here that happening here that you're not 100% comfortable with. I hope that's helpful. Here we're going deeper. Again, full relaxed allowing is going to give you your optimal best result. I'm still noticing the beautiful energy being sent from each of us down to the earth. And I don't know if each of us even really fits what's happening. We're all blended into a singular consciousness in the inner world. And the energies, they're showing a both end. It's both being sent from the group field and from our individual beings, including our physical bodies. I can feel the energy going down from the base of my spine and down into the earth to assist in the Great Awakening. Shift of energy right there. Deeper bliss for sure. That's really deep. Very deep bliss. Just relax into it. Enjoy this. This is so yummy. And Now I'm becoming aware of our group consciousness as the earth itself, as Pachamama, as Gaia. So if you're sensitive enough, you'll notice yourself feeling that you are the planetary consciousness. Really, really exquisite state right here. Big thanks to everyone who's part of this live around the recording. These calls I do for Awakening Plus are my juiciest meditations of the week. Really, really beautiful. This is one of those how much bliss can you hold moments. Relax as deeply as you can. Allow. If you feel any part of you tensing, and just allow that part to relax the best you can. That will allow the corresponding heavy energy that's causing the resistance to flush out. And big brain buzz. A reminder once again to please make this the only thing you're doing. If you must leave the container before we're done, then just ask the allies to gently remove you from the field and you can go do what you have to do. So please do not stay in the field and multitask. If you can't do just this, then please remove yourself for your sake and the sake of others affected by you. Thank you. I'm getting a little stronger sense of my physical self. Still plenty of bliss in the mix, though. This is a moment when all of it's available. You may notice your physical self, your blended divine self, maybe your individual divine self. So all the levels we've been at during this call are now open at the same time. So you potentially could be conscious in many areas at once right now. Just allow whatever wants to happen. Forcing or trying to be multiple conscious doesn't work very well in my experience, but allowing it to be present can be helpful in you. Noticing a gradually increasing awareness of the physical body. They're having the phases in smoothly. This is a lot of high vibration energy and our bodies have to slowly acclimatize to it as our newly luminous light bodies come into the physical form. It's still the same soul as before, but it's a lot more luminous, and the physical body needs a little time to adjust. It's kind of like decompressing after a deep sea dive or something. There's a little bit of time in the pressure chamber before the body's fully ready for you. See if you can notice your luminous self and how different that feels now than when we started. And then just relax back into overall awareness, feeling the physical body. In fact, they're saying don't even make that choice. Just relax into whatever awareness is there. And each person may have a little bit different experience of that. So just relaxing in into whatever is strong for you right now. I'm now mostly in the body, just a little bit more time to get the rest in. They're telling me most others are working, coming in at a similar rate. Feeling a little bit of heavy energy coming out of my feet. As this new higher vibration, soul essence is stirring up those heavy energies that are not compatible with it. Those heavy energies are being flushed. Wow, that is so strong. And we're in our bodies too. So note your awareness now. We're fully in our bodies, but it doesn't feel like before. Notice how luminous and ecstatic it all feels. How the whole body is just lit up with yummy divine energy. Wow, what a blessing. Okay, so here we are. And if you wish to open your eyes, you're welcome to do that now. And the invitation now is to sit with eyes open. Look around the room or space you're in a little bit and just the idea is to notice, hopefully, that the consciousness is remaining even with your eyes open and being visually engaged with your space. Move your body a little bit, stretch. Again, we're still very much in our process, but we're adding physical vision and physical motion. They would love for this to be a functional consciousness, just as high the vibrations you're able to hold. They say when you're able to hold higher vibrations as part of your daily life, your daily normal, it blesses the earth all the time. And each person who holds awakening on the planet is blessing the planet constantly. Sign me up. So, looks like Vivian has turned her camera on. She may want to say something. So let's, and I'm going to allow unmuting. Oh, I never turned it off. Sorry. So, Vivian, if you'd like to unmute and speak, that's fine.
I was just ready to be visible with everybody, really. It's a beautiful spring morning here, and the sunlight is shining in right into my body and the whole field. I'll send it all back to you.
Oh, how do you feel?
Wonderful, thank you.
Oh, good. You look all lit up. That's sweet.
I'm busy moving house and trying to become certain about leasing a premises for my work. And so it's just a sense that will be all trust, really, all trust.
Nice. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us today. We appreciate it. So does anyone else have anything they'd like to share? Any comments or questions or anything? If so, you can simply unmute yourself. Vivian, is it okay if I mute you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. I'll try anyway. Oh, there we go. So yeah, anyone who would like to unmute and speak, you're welcome to make a comment, ask a question, whatever you want. Cass? Hi, Cass.
Oh, hi. I have a question. I have done this a few times with you before, mm-hmm. but this time my eyes watered strongly and my nose was very loose throughout the experience.
Okay.
Does that happen much, or what is the point of that?
Well, it does for you. They're telling me it's a purification.
Purification.
Yeah, they're clearing stuff through the tears and the nasal stuff that's flushing.
Okay.
And they're saying it's not just yours, this is one of your ways of clearing for the collective too.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
That's what I got. Okay.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you. Good question. And Nikki, how are you?
I'm fine, and I just want to thank you all so much. It's such a privilege to participate.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for the great feedback. And Anjuli typed, so much built on the work began last call for me, service upgrades multiplying. You know what? You're right. I hadn't really been as conscious of that, Anjuli, but in these more recent calls, we're getting a lot more personal upgrades than we used to. So we're definitely getting bonus for showing up here. So yay. Any other feedback, questions, comments, anything? By the way, if you're on a regular phone, a *6 should unmute you. And of course, if you're on the web, hit that little microphone icon to remove the slash. On some apps, you might have to hit the 3 dots in the lower corner to expose that microphone so you can mute or unmute it. And we'll just rest happily in this energy. Notice how strong it still is, even though we're talking in our bodies. The whole point is to have this be the new normal. Jennifer Dye, thanks for your service, making this available to us. My pleasure. Like I said, these are the best meditations I have all week when I'm with you guys. Whatever the Awakening Plus process is, it's always so sweet. And these calls, especially, it seems like when we show up with the intention of serving a higher cause, the experience can be even more awesome. All right, that appears to be it. So thank you all so much. And we're now going to close the Mesa. This won't take long. I'd like you to remain just for this last quick bit. Pachamamakiya Virakocham Inti Kriti. Thank you, Ally, for this lovely experience. So grateful. Oh, they've got a bonus event. Our energy is now radiating out to, yeah, the whole universe. And let me feel. Okay. No invocation. Just relax. It's already happening. Your invitation is just to relax and allow energy. It's like it's just flowing off in many different directions from your light body. Rest assured, they can pull a bunch of energy off you and nothing will be diminished. This is not your personal energy going out, it's the divine energy flowing through you. So it's an infinite supply. Yeah. Notice how different you're feeling right now, how you yourself are getting more larger. And when you bless the whole universe like this, there's an opportunity to consciously become the whole universe. And that, or whatever percentage of that you're available to experience with your current level of awareness, just relax and basically yourself, let yourself be as big as you get. Not striving, not trying, but simply allowing largeness. Yeah, very nice. So our energy has now reached the entire universe. We'll just let it be for a moment while it soaks in, wherever it's gone. Now you might notice there is a little more physical body awareness coming back on. But it's a both and also. Part of you is remaining conscious as the universe or whatever bit of it you're able to perceive. And notice how you're also now in the body, which feels so much more like energy now. And yeah, the more you do this kind of stuff, the more you're able to walk between the worlds and you're more and more conscious of divinity in your daily life. Which is why, as we close in a moment, I'll ask the divine to stay with me all the time, as much as serves my spirit. A little extra blessing right here. Relax and receive. They're saying, thank you so much for showing up. We're always grateful when you come. And they're reminding us, as they've said before, there's a special power when a human comes and does this service. There's things they can do through a human body they cannot do through beings who are not incarnate. So they are deeply grateful every time a human being shows up to assist in the Great Awakening. They're happy that we're doing this every week. It is our great pleasure. Thank you, Divine. I got tears coming out of my eyes. But they're happy tears. Just huge gratitude for the privilege of doing this work. Alrighty. So we'll continue the closing. I've already called the directions. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? If you wish to do the closing clap with me, you can kind of fold your hands about a foot apart, palms facing. I'm going to count to three. After the count of three, if you would like to clap with me, then we will seal the work together. One, two, three. All right, all done. I'm noticing there's been a little bit typed in the chat window. I'm just going to share that. Sandra types, thank you so much. My eyelids weighed tons. I could barely open them. May type, many heartfelt thanks. So thank you, May. And Sandra type, love your chanting. Blessings to all. Marla types, so amazing. Yeah, it is. We all make it happen together, folks. This is an awesome co-creation. I'm so grateful to each and every one of you for showing up. So that's all for now. And we have Awakening Plus calls normally once or twice a week. So if you're here as a visitor and not an Awakening Plus member, you're always welcome. And if you ever want to become a member for a very reasonable price, then get access to the archive, currently over 260 recordings, all as powerful as the live events, including a best of guide so you can pick the best ones. You also get the opportunity to interact with other Awakening Plus members and have an accountability partner. And I'm working on a whole bunch of cool stuff. I'm going to launch in mid-November to take this membership to a whole new level. I'm real excited about that. So much goodness to come in the next couple of months. So, and if you are interested in working with me personally, I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, all that and more is available. You can learn about it at astroshaman.com. So thanks to you all. So many blessings. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.